The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
TGIF. That's what a lot of you are thinking out there. Might be your last day to go to work this week. Some of you have no intention of retiring, which is a good thing. You just want to continue to have, some of you want to retire. Some of you have bought into the fact that retirement is everything when I find that it's nothing. And people say, what are you talking about? Well, you know, you got your Norman Rockwell moment and then you don't. We look back in history at what it's taught us, and they're trying to wipe out history. They mean the libtards of America, the socialists, the communists, they have to destroy our history. We have a 23-year history here at the Power Hour, started in 2000 with Joyce Riley. And now what we have for 2024, working on year number 24 of the Power Hour. You spend $200 at the Power Mall and you get free shipping, which excludes the heavy items like the Miracle 2 gallons because they have to be shipped separately. And this is for free retail ground shipping in the U.S. only, which comes insured up to $100. That's the post office. If you think that you want more, then you have the option to pick more insurance because we're not responsible for lost, stolen, or damaged packages that aren't insured fully. You get 100. That's it. That's from the post office. And a lot of the shipments is 2 to 8 business days. So we just need to let you know that this is going to be a forever thing. Spend $200, get free shipping, with the exception of the Miracle 2 gallons and anything that gets drop shipped. That comes from someplace else. All right. We don't handle stuff like that. If you're thinking about ordering from the Power Mall for the first time, you can get 10% off your order by using the code FIRST10 at checkout. If you don't have a catalog because you don't have internet, please call us at 877-817-9829 when the Power Mall opens at 8 a.m. Central to get the catalog. That way you can stay in the loop. And because we're 100% reader supported, you can go to buymeacoffee.com when you get to the website, thepowerhour.com. Make a one-time donation. Go to thepowerhour.com, click the Support Us tab, or place an order by phone at the Power Mall. That keeps us on the air. It's exactly what they're for. Dr. Robert Abel joins us. He's with the company that brings you Advanced Eye Complex CS. Rick Kaler will be joining us at the last half hour to give away another dish. Oh, it is feel good. So we have, apparently from my show notes today, we still have one more dish to give away. The hits just keep on coming. Wow. Now we'll be talking to Rick later in the show and what that's all about. Moving into world news here at 4 minutes after the hour of 7, the German government is watered down. This is apparently a partial victory for those tractor protests going on. The government appears to be watering down taxes, cost-saving plans that have infuriated farmers. And they're basically, the German government has given up on a proposal to scrap a car tax exemption for farming vehicles that'll stagger cuts to tax breaks for diesel used in agriculture. You see, this is what they're trying to do to wipe out food production. You just tax the farmers into oblivion. The cuts were part of a package agreed last month by leaders of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular three-party coalition to fill a 17 billion euro, which is $18.6 billion, hole in the 2024 budget. And of course, when he announced it, farmers staged a protest with tractors in Berlin calling for more demonstrations this month. And, of course, the ag minister was saying maybe not such a good idea. Farmers have no alternative to diesel. The budget revamp was necessary after the highest court annulled an earlier decision to repurpose 60 billion euros originally meant to cushion the fallout from COVID for measures to help climate change and modernize the country. Well, they have to fight climate change. Yeah, see, Germany has a strict self-imposed limit on running up debt, unlike this country, which seems to just print money. What does this government know that we don't know about all that printing of money that's going on here in this country? Perhaps they don't care how much debt they run us into. Maybe they know already since they're in receivership and have been since 1933. In Chapter 11, that means they get to reorganize on a constant basis. That means, in short, they're creating debt we will never, ever, ever, generations to come, ever be able to repay. And they keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And see, what they're going to try to do is tie all of our properties to their debt. But you see, the thing is, they're in the Article 1 corporate state, and we're not. We, the people, are in Article 3 constitutional state, and the only reason that it would befall us is because we entered into an Article 1 contract, which would be a mortgage, a deed of trust, an installment loan. That would be the only reason that they might have some sort of reach around to screw we the people. Now, do you remember how Iran was blaming the United States for that bombing in Iran that killed almost 100 people at the ceremony honoring mastermind Qasem Soleimani? Well, turns out ISIS is taking credit for it, using Telegram to claim responsibility. See, they're all blaming the United States and Israel and... Nope. The Islamic State issues a statement saying two of its members activated their explosive vests at a ceremony. You see, that's what we call something this side of a false flag attack. Huh. Okay. So you got to wonder about false flag attacks. And then we have, moving on to U.S. news here at 8 minutes after the hour of 7 Central. I don't know if you're paying attention to the news, but yesterday morning at 7:37 a.m. while we were interviewing or talking what we were talking about, it took a while. It took about an hour for the news to get out. Because like 8:37, an hour later, we were interviewing Gregory Mannarino on the show about the state of the economy. And 1 hour earlier, 17-year-old Dylan Butler, according to authorities, he was a student at the high school in Perry, Iowa, Perry High School, entered the school at 7:37, opening fire on students, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others. Apparently, one of them was the school administrator, the principal, Dan Marburger, had been shot in the attack. And of course, everybody and their brother, from the police department in Perry, Iowa, the Dallas County Sheriff in Iowa, the BATF, because they found an IED, not an IOU, they found an IED at the scene. And, of course, ATF and the bomb squad had to be brought in to render the device safe. So they said, we don't even know if that device was going to go off. But they had to, you know, had to report that. There was an IED. Gee, we're escalating now. You see, the suspect was not armed with an AR-15, all right? He had a pump action shotgun and a handgun. That's what he had. And of course, he made a number of social media posts about the time of the shooting. I don't know if he left a manifesto like the chick that shot up the Christian school in Tennessee. Don't know. So four of the wounded victims are students. And like I said, a sixth grader was killed because it was 7:37 a.m. This first day back at school after the Christmas break. And he shows up and does this. Well, I don't know. They found him dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. And word has it on the streets, people have been posting that this Dylan Butler, 17 years old, who is now dead, they can't try, can't put, well, they tried that with the Pope, Pope Stephen. They put him on the stand, dug him up out of his grave and put him on the stand and tried him in absentia. Yeah, he might as well have been. But they dug him up and put him on the stand. And then when they found him guilty of all these crimes, they dragged his bones in, down the streets and threw him into the Tiber River. this happened centuries ago. I mean, it's, you know, what are they going to do with this kid now? He apparently was some sort of a proponent for the LGBTQ, you know, the let's get Biden to quit bunch. So the rumor has it. So now you can insert your own idea into this, whether or not we're looking at another means for, of course, they'll politicize this. See, we can't have any more. See, Kareem Jean-Pierre already went off on it. Enough is enough. We have to stop this. Really? How about you leave your position as press secretary, you idiot? How about you do that? That'll stop it. You quit ranting and raving about it and quit glamorizing it. I told people you can't keep glamorizing these high school shootings. Even Governor Reynolds showed up and made statements on the microphone. Anybody who was watching picked that up. So the bigger picture here is the kid had problems. Somebody did something, said something. He disrespected authority because, I mean, he went right after the high school principal. Now, whether or not Dan Marburger walked out into the line of fire, apparently more people were able to keep themselves from being shot because they ran and hid. Apparently there was band practice going on in the school. And when the band members heard the shots, the teacher conducting the band, high school band, said, run! All right, so they did. People were ducking into classrooms and hiding. See, they did. You know what the sad thing about all this is? That we are in an age right now where our school kids have to be trained to do this. Man, when I went to school, we didn't have that problem. We didn't have to worry about people coming in shooting up schools. Now, you see, somebody started this as a mean to disrupt society. That's what's going on here. They're all being, the seeds have been planted. Hey, you want to make a statement? Go shoot up a school. You know, you've been bullied? Go shoot up a school. Get even. Take your parents' gun and go to school and shoot the place up. See, way back when, we didn't have that problem. People lived in peace. We all learned to get along. You see, between the 50s and now, 50 years later, look what we got. This is what they have done. This country has eroded into this, to where our kids now have to have lockdown exercises. They go to school in fear. Now, but this isn't just Perry, Iowa. This applies to. This is nationwide. It's more than duck and cover now. It's not like that now. It's all about how to duck, cover, fight if you have to. Stay out of the line of fire. Be quiet. And see, unlike Uvalde, where they were getting on their cell phones. I mean, they were doing that at Perry High School, too. The kids have cell phones, and they're texting their parents going, I just got shot. Boy, you talk about freaking out. You're a parent. It's like, gee, where's Dylan Butler's parents? Where were they at in all this? Did they just ignore him because he was 17 years old, apparently a senior? Huh. How's that work? And to further extrapolate on that idea, several state capitol buildings were locked down and evacuated amid bomb threats. Seriously, Georgia State Capitol. First up, Connecticut, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Montana, all included in a list of states that evacuated offices or buildings because somebody called up and said, there's a bomb. Uh-huh. So, you know, understand what they're trying to do. This is just as bad as swatting, folks. All these politicians are getting swatted now. See, this is what the libtards are doing. They get this cockamamie idea in their head. I just like that word, cockamamie. We don't use cockamamie enough. Thank you, Clint. When you get stuff like this going on and people behave the way they're behaving, I mean, they even have the TikTok challenge up again. All the kiddies are watching TikTok, and what are they telling them to do? Go bang on doors and act like you're going to kick the door in and then run. You know, here you are, almost midnight, in bed sleeping, and all of a sudden somebody's trying to kick in your front door. And, of course, if you live in Florida, where there's a stand your ground law, and you get your gun, and you say, you tell somebody, you know, I mean, what happens if you think that somebody's trying to kick your door in? And you open your door because he's on your front porch trying to enter, and you shoot him. Oh, it's a TikTok challenge. It just resulted in somebody's being shot to death. I think you parents need to inform your kids. You need to be paying attention to what they're doing. If they're watching TikTok and they're coming across this challenge, you better mind where they're at night, because that's when they're telling them to do it. And one day when they go out to do something like this, somebody is going to be up and at them with their gun, and they're going to shoot them and get away with it. They will be able to take out that person and not be charged because they thought they were stopping a break-in. You wait. It's going to happen. Some moron out there is going to ignore common sense and reason. Like I said, especially in Florida where you got stand your ground laws. I mean, in most other states, you got the castle doctrine. Go figure. Do you see how social media is contributing to all of this? That's half our problem. And who's paying attention to social media? Certainly not a majority of my listeners. Oh, no. No, it's those kids out there that are impressionable, that aren't happy with themselves, that have gender identity issues because some social media post told them they did, or some AI chatbot told them they did, and gave them ideas, like go kick on somebody's door at midnight. Scare them half to death. I mean, it's bad enough we got the FBI kicking in doors in the wee hours of the morning, throwing flashbang grenades in to enforce a misdemeanor arrest warrant. Bad enough we got FBI coming in heavy with SWAT, and now you got kids out there doing the same damn thing. You watch it. One of these days, somebody is going to plug one of them. We're just getting tired of this swatting nonsense and all this garbage that TikTok, I mean, TikTok swatting, FBI intrusion, all of this stuff is, it's no different. It's all the same thing. It involves somebody coming to your front door and attempting to violate the threshold rule. And, you know, they break into people's houses. And in one instance, they did. And the kid they were looking for wasn't even there. He didn't live there. They broke into the wrong house, and everybody's standing there with red dots on their chest. Now, what does that tell you about the way things are going in this country? I'm not trying to paint a bad picture here. I'm just trying to be real. That's the truth of the matter. And the more we have all these kids out there, all these youth coming into the country, military-aged illegals. Oh, yeah. Oh, it gets better. A federal judge in California has dismissed a lawsuit sought to keep President Trump off the 2024 Republican primary ballot. This is District Judge David Carter granting a motion to dismiss the lawsuit with prejudice, which means it cannot be submitted to the same court again. Plaintiff attempted to argue they suffered emotional injury as a result of the breach in the Capitol. Uh-huh. Yeah, we watched it on TV, and oh, you got severe emotional distress. This is about as stupid. All right? Are you ready for this? He watched it on TV and got emotionally distressed, so he files a suit against Trump. With prejudice means you ain't bringing it again. Well, here we have a Florida resident, Winter Park, Florida, Paul Kerouac. I don't know if he's any relation to Jack. But he decides he's going to go to Dunkin' Donuts to get a coffee and a donut. That's what you go there for, you know, because America runs on Dunkin'. Oh, it gets better. Now he's suing Dunkin' Donuts for more than $100,000 in a state court in Orlando, claiming he suffered severe and long-term injuries at a Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, is it possible he's dealing with PTSD, post-toilet stress disorder? Oh, in his filing, he says, as a direct and proximate result of the negligence of defendant, Dunkin' Donuts, the plaintiff, Kerouac, suffered bodily injury and psychological damages resulting in pain and suffering and disability and permanent and significant emotional injury, mental anguish, loss, and capacity for the enjoyment of life, expensive medical care and treatment. Injuries and damages are either permanent, continuing in nature, and plaintiff will suffer losses in the future. Oh, my, what happened to him? I mean, it happened to me. I run away screaming every time I saw a Dunkin' Donut. Oh, my God, what happened? He went to use the bathroom and the toilet exploded, covering him in urine and poop. And he came out of the john, and the employee goes, oh, we've had a problem with that toilet before. There were previous incidents. Well, they didn't do anything about the exploding toilet. I mean, can you imagine that? You go into Dunkin' Donut, duty calls, got to send a message to Washington, time for my daily constitutional. And here he goes into the john, uses the john, does his business, flushes the toilet, kaboom! Now he's covered in poop and urine and and he comes out, he's just head to toe, just covered with it. And of course, you know, I mean, it, besides being embarrassing, I mean, now he's suffering PTSD, post-toilet stress disorder. I don't know, you know, I mean, yeah, sure. I'd like to see the result of that lawsuit. We'll be keeping an eye on that one. I mean, I don't know if you could get a jury to keep a straight face. In the meantime, New York City's mayor has come up with a solution to stop all these migrants, illegal immigrants, from being bussed into what he proclaims is a sanctuary city. 33,000 people have been bussed to New York City as part of Operation Lone Star from Texas. And so what is Mayor Adams doing? Ooh, Mr. Adams. Remember that? The gum? Yeah. Well, he's suing the bus operators. He's suing 17 charter companies for $708 million. Because that's what it cost the city to house the migrants they brought in those buses. Oh, my. So not only is Biden suing the state of Texas because of this, well, Governor Hochul, of course, she's proud to support the mayor's lawsuit. Well, of course she is. Anything to go after, you know, anybody that's creating a problem that they themselves created when they declared themselves a sanctuary city. And of course, Governor Abbott, his response was, every migrant buster flown to New York City did so voluntarily after having been authorized by the Biden administration to remain in the United States, according to the Gov. As such, they have constitutional authority to travel across the country that Mayor Adams is interfering with. Well, ooh, Mr. Adams, when you open your mouth and you tell everybody that you have a sanctuary city, what do you expect? And I mean, if I were you, I mean, it's bad enough. All these blue state cities are asking the Biden administration for 500, whatever, billion, million, doesn't matter. They're the ones who opened their doors and said, give me your tired, your poor. Oh, you got it, baby. A Attorneys for President Trump also filed a motion yesterday to compel prosecutors, and we're talking about Jack Smith here, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, to show cause for why Jack Smith shouldn't be held in contempt over continuing to litigate a case in which a judge had ordered a stay. The stay order is clear, straightforward, unambiguous. All substantive proceedings in this court are halted, but despite this clarity from Judge Tanya Chutkan, an Obama appointee, the prosecutors began violating the stay almost immediately, filing pleadings. So why shouldn't they be sanctioned? I mean, they served thousands of pages of discovery on Trump, prompting the defense to file a notice of the court order violation. What do you think? They just won't quit. In the economy and business sector, Adam Data, we rely on them every so often, talking about three keys to watch. Single-family homes and condo prices fell slightly between June and October, but home prices in some areas increased by more than 42,000 between January and October. See, it depends on when you're running the stats. They run all the stats for RealtyTrack. For those of you who don't know who Adam Data is, RealtyTrack monitors a lot of foreclosures. Unit sales, of course, were down 14.5% from a year earlier as of October. That was the slowest existing home sale period since August of 2010, according to the National Association of Home Builders. So was the real estate glass half full or half empty in 2023? And what about 2024? You see, here's the thing. Real estate prices are an indicator of how we're doing in the economy. Higher values are good for net worth, the ability to borrow, and owner bragging rights. Look how much money I made. Yeah, but see, the reality is we tend to hold on to real estate and refinance infrequently. I have seen this time and again. People, what we call abusing the system, abusing their chain of title. So you've got to look at this over the long term to get a better view of what's really going on here. According to the Census Bureau, real median household income dropped from 76,000 some to 74,000 some in 2022, which was almost a 2.5% drop. So you get real estate prices soaring as buyers financed rising prices with ultra cheap mortgages, work from home, hoping to avoid COVID, because that's when things really started to get shaky. U.S. mortgage rates at the time were at 2.65% in January of 2021. And then, of course, now we have this 2% inflation thing the Fed is doing. And up and up and up and up go the interest rates. I mean, you look for the Fed debate to continue into this year. The best case would include lower mortgage rates, less inflation, or inflation and no recession, and a so-called soft landing. Good luck with that. I don't see it happening, do you? We're going to come back and talk about doctors and big pharma after these important messages at the Power Hour. Please stay with us. You're going to enjoy what we have to talk about on this. Talking about what inhibits metastatic cancer spread. Oh, that'll keep you on the air. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay from the Paramall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on this Feel Good Friday. Yeah. Always feel good because we're going to give away a satellite dish this morning on the show. Yep. What's better than a Poopalooza at Dunkin' Donuts? Well, we have news this morning in the Health Factor. And of course, doctors and Big Pharma, you know they're going to downplay this. Aspirin has been shown as a long-established and widely used medication with a rich history, well-known for use in pain relief and anti-inflammatory relief and anticoagulant properties. People take baby aspirin daily to keep their blood thin. A recent study indicates cancer patients who take low-dose aspirin, the same stuff you're taking as an anticoagulant, have experienced a 21% decline in mortality. Further, there's evidence of aspirin's role in preventing cancer metastasis. That means when something starts as a very small cancer and it spreads all over the body. That's what we call metastasizing. I'm sure most of you know that. Cancer is one of the leading causes of global mortality. And I tell you, every time I hear them say, oh, we're so close to a cure, I'm going, no, you're not. In 2020 alone, there were 19.3 new million cancer cases worldwide. Nearly 10 million people died of it. And of course, now with the jab, you know, according to statistics, 1 in 6 reported deaths are caused by cancer. Breast, lung, colorectal, prostate, and stomach. So, November 2023, researchers from Cardiff University in the UK published a comprehensive review in the British Journal of Cancer outlining aspirin's potential to reduce cancer mortality, prevent metastatic cancer spread, and minimize vascular complications. Interesting how that works, huh? It also, according to studies, promotes DNA repair. Now, again, because a lot of you went out and got the jab, I'm not saying my listeners did. The ones, the smart ones, knew better. But those of you that depended on government and not God and believed everything they said, come to find out, Big Pharma's making all this money courtesy of the government. And all those of you who didn't pay or didn't get the shot, regarding the shot, a lot of you said, no, I'm not getting that jab. That's not a vaccine. That's gene therapy. No, we're not taking that. Now you see all these turbo cancers. And all of it is courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer, because who do you think paid for all those free COVID jabs? And then you got to ask yourself the simple question that a lot of people dub as conspiracy theory. Is that it's an effort to depopulate the United States and the rest of the world, because the globalists only want 500 million people on the planet. We have to do something. How about a false flag attack? That sounds fun. Yeah, I don't know. See, people are talking about it this year. Greg Reese had an article out saying that NATO may create a false flag attack, blowing up an American vessel in the Black Sea. And then, of course, tit for tat, volley of nuclear warheads, NATO will launch and Russia will launch. Next thing you know, now we're in World War III. Well, I don't know. Everybody's got a different idea what's going to cause World War III. We know it's probably inevitable. Bible says world's going to be destroyed by fire. Over 700, I don't know if you remember this, the American Psychiatric Association came out with a book on gender-affirming care. And apparently, the thing is so full of gobbledygook and garbage, no science whatsoever. The authors are talking all about gender-affirming psychiatric care and what we need to do to deal with it. Signatories of the book include psychologist Jordan B. Peterson, and of course, all the medical experts, I mean, 700 of them, looked at this and said, wait a minute. What's this? Chapters using terms like two-spirit people and double queer individuals? Where's the science? Alan Hopewell, a prescribing neuropsychologist from Texas, called this gender-affirming psychiatric care textbook disturbing and nonsensical gibberish, which has no foundation whatsoever in science. Wow. But see, look what APA, look what everybody came out with, you know, the DSM-4, the DSM-5, and, you know, Hopewell basically said, this reminds me of brain-damaged hippies free-associating at a commune. Best practices suggested by the book. Wow. Are you really trusting modern medicine these days? See how easy it is for your kid to go out and self-castrate? How frustrated can you get? Maybe that's why Dylan Butler went and shot up a school. Maybe people were picking on him, calling him a queer, you know, whatever. I don't know. We don't know what happened. They're still investigating. We'll figure it out. But you want to know about Facebook. For those of you on Facebook, They have a new feature out. You ready for this? It's called Link History. Link History. It's designed to keep track of all the links clicked by you when you surf Facebook. The technology is the latest demonstration by Zuckerberg's endless hunger to gather every speck of Facebook users' personal data. That means everywhere you click on Facebook, everywhere you search, for whatever you search, if you search on Facebook, well, they got a record of it. And who knows? They're probably selling it. How do you think Facebook and Instagram are making so much money? Zuckerberg's Meta. Violating your privacy rights. Tracking your every move. Yep, all the kids. See, this is how they know how to program the advertising, how to do the TikTok challenge, see if they can find stupid people to go kick on people's doors at midnight and scare the hell out of people who grab their guns and put bullet holes through their front doors. You know, I mean, bingo. Now you know. And Zuckerberg is tracking the whole thing and probably laughing because he's laughing all the way to the bank. He's got all these targeted ads. See, when you surf, this is what you get. In the energy and environment category, you know, Biden was bragging all about Empire Wind. Yeah, I remember that. Every time I hear Empire Wind, that's that offshore wind renewable energy project there that hasn't done a thing. And, of course, they're, you know, Biden goes out and claims that it's a success. Well, it's not. The contract has been canceled due to inflation. Isn't that amazing how that works? Energy developers BP and Equinor announced this week. They canceled the project. Empire Wind 2. So, Joe, I guess you're just going to have to continue to pass gas on the microphone and remind us all about carbon emissions. Oh, my. Crazy as it may seem, right? In the gardening, farming, and homesteading category, which you can look at, we have, for those of you who never thought about indulging in chickens, now I'm talking about a backyard flock, because everybody likes fresh eggs. If you've never had them, you don't know what you're missing. Well, we've got the complete compendium of raising chickens, beginner's guide and pro tips, how to get started, how to raise them. Do you need a rooster for hens to lay eggs? No. Roosters, I won't have them. Do they lay eggs every day? Not necessarily. What's the difference between chicken and duck eggs? I mean, it covers the whole gamut. Can you keep chickens and turkeys together? How about keeping chickens with goats? Want to learn more fun facts? They're all there. Anybody that gets an email blast will get that. You can raise chickens for meats too. You know, if you want meat, chicken meat, you like white meat, dark meat, doesn't matter. Yep. Don't ask me how much a hen weighs. Let's say, what's a hen weigh? About 3 pounds. Yeah. Oh, hey, it's Feel Good Friday. I can crack at least one, even if it's a groaner. Did you know this? An avocado farmer is explaining a secret why you can't grow Haas avocado trees from Haas seeds. Ever try that? Put an avocado seed and stick the toothpicks in it, put it in a little glass of water. Yeah. You wonder whether or not you can actually ever grow avocados. Well, the story is one writer's mother has a tiny avocado tree growing in her living room. She managed to grow from the pit of a Haas avocado she ate. It's small, but it's thriving. And interesting factoid, avocado tree grower explains in a YouTube video we have that you can go watch why a Haas avocado seed doesn't grow into a Haas avocado tree. Avocados apparently are not true to seed plants, meaning if you plant the seed, you'll end up with a different variety of the fruit that the seed came from. Apples are the same way. If you plant a Fuji apple seed, you won't get a Fuji apple tree. In fact, the chances are really, really high you'll get an avocado or an apple that tastes terrible if you try to grow it from a seed into an existing fruit. The guy from the Sleepy Lizard Avocado Farm explains how it all works using an analogy with candy flavors. All about genetics. Amazing how that works. In COVID news, because I knew we were going to get to that, there's a rather elaborate article out about Big Pharma and biotech and the runaway modified RNA vaccine profit machine. And of course, they've got the big pill now, the mRNA pill, more palatable for those who don't like injections. Wow. And let's see, what else are they going to do? The pills, of course, have that added feature of going directly into the gastrointestinal tract, making an efficient means of providing therapy to those with digestive issues. Uh-huh. Of course, they haven't gotten FDA approval yet. And they have a method whereby tobacco plants will grow vaccines instead of growing or synthesizing them in a lab. The plants are transformed into mini bioreactors in a process called agroinfiltration or vacuum infiltration. The plants soak up a group of bacteria that naturally infects them, which have been altered to contain a snip of the virus DNA. The bacteria then transfer the DNA to the plant cells, which makes millions of copies of virus-like particles, which are said to be non-infectious. And of course, after several days, the plants are harvested, the particles are extracted, purified, and packaged into pippity-poppity-poo. And they'll take and they'll turn plants such as lettuce, into mRNA vaccine factories. I mean, you talk about the ability for a single plant to vaccinate a person. This is what's coming. None of these methods so far have been FDA approved. Most are still in trial phase or exploratory phases. So when it comes to informed consent, how's that all going to fit in? Well, I ate the salad, Your Honor. Yeah, good luck with that. As a matter of fact, it's gotten so ridiculous out there that Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo, who we've had on the show before, is saying, look, we need to stop this vaccine use. He's calling for a halt to use it in the state of Florida. Said the FDA and CDC have been playing loose and fast with the facts. And all Big Pharma, their failure to test for DNA integration with the human genome. Vaccines are known to be contaminated with foreign DNA. It's intolerable. We can't have this anymore. Well, there you have it. And now we have more mask mandates. New York City Health Department confirmed. On the 3rd, mask requirement applies to all 11 hospitals in New York City now because of why? Oh, because of a flu outbreak. Wow. You see how the libtards think? They want to scare everybody. So now they're going to wear hospital-approved masks like KN95 in some areas like Chicago, at Rush University, their medical system. And all those places that you wear on campus, you have to wear the mask, include clinical waiting areas and PACE's registration. Cook County Health in Chicago also requiring masks again. See, it's all in the blue state cities. Because of a flu influenza outbreak. My. Now, you want to talk about cancel culture? This is really strange, and we have a video on there. I watched it multiple times to try to get the full force and effect of what it was. Such a short video. In where a presiding Nevada judge in a Las Vegas courtroom was attacked by an aggrieved defendant in a felony battery case. And, he kept saying, well, he got diversion the first time. That he attacked somebody, attempted assault, asking Judge Mary Kay Holtis to show lenience, saying he's not a rebellious person. But as she made it clear, she intended to put him behind bars, and the court officer moved to handcuff him. Deobra Delone Redden, age 30, flew over the defense table, flew over the judge's bench, and started opening up a can of whoop-you-know-what on the judge. Of course, they got to him, after he pummeled her a little. Now he faces multiple new charges, including battery on a protected person, referring to the court judge and court officers. Happened so fast, it was hard to know what to do, said Richard Scow, the chief county DA who prosecuted Redden on a case that stemmed from an arrest last year on allegations he attacked a person with a baseball bat. Gee, sounds like the kind of guy you want roaming the streets, right? Oh, my. Now they're beating up judges. You see, nothing sacred anymore, folks. Of course, I don't know. You can't say she had it coming. You can't say that. I mean, the guy was there for a reason, right? I know, all you people looking at these Article I courts. Yeah, that's where we are. All these incorporated courts out there, putting people in incorporated jails with incorporated sheriffs. Wow. Brady, you got something to add to that?
Oh, I got something really quick. There was a stat that I saw yesterday that how come homicidal Joe and the Democrats aren't jumping up and down and going, yeehaw, we're number one exporter of LNG exports, liquefied natural gas. Yet they want it. Yet they, in California, they're going to take your ovens away, your natural gas. Yet we're the number one exporter of liquefied natural gas in the world.
Well, yeah, but in Brady, in California, the judge just ruled that they're not allowed to do that, to take your gas stove. So I don't see it happening, but I appreciate you chiming in this morning. Thanks so much. I got a few stories I got to cover, and we got 5 minutes to do it in before the break. And then we bring in Dr. Robert Abel on. Texas police say, you ready for this one? You never thought that cats could be useful, but Texas police are reporting a pet cat played a pivotal role in saving her elderly owner from an attack by a man who was choking her, 74 years old, on Christmas Day. San Antonio police said they arrested 60-year-old Nathaniel Charles DeRuin for the alleged attack. Said the woman had allowed DeRuin to live with her after his residence was damaged in a fire, and they'd been in a relationship for years, according to police. The woman would also allow him to use her vehicle, but he became angry after she said, no, I don't want you taking it out on Christmas Day. So he pushes her onto the bed, allegedly, begins choking her by covering her mouth and nose, preventing her from breathing. And, of course, then her cat jumped into the fray, jumped onto the suspect, DeRuin. Scared him away because he's got a fear of cats. The woman was able to climb into her car and call police at that point. The cat scared the guy. Wow. He's being held on $35,000 bond, by the way. Italy's lifeguard dogs work with humans to create a six-legged unit for water rescues, believe it or not. The good doggos are helping, especially if you find yourself on the coast of Italy, swept out by a riptide or rogue wave or other some kind of water perils. You might be surprised by who comes out to save you. They're using having a six-legged unit, specially trained lifeguard dogs paired with a human to paddle multiple swimmers to safety. Amazing how that works. We come up with some real creative, ingenious things, huh? Hero Dog woke up owners after sensing fire across the street. The bark was unlike anything they heard before. This happened in Arlington, Washington. He changed his tune, normally barking, you know, regular barks, but this particular bark alerted owners to a fire consuming their neighbor's house. Happened at 3 o'clock in the morning. Fire was quietly burning the workshop of a nearby North County home. Douglas O'Connor II was sleeping soundly in a house across the road when he was awakened by the sound of his dog, Lucy. Normally, I just yell at her to go to sleep, you know, but this particular bark, he'd never heard from her before. It was a loud screaming kind of bark. So woke up both him and his wife. They went to investigate. The Australian Shepherd Labrador mixes alarm and saw fire out of the window, calling 911. Firefighter said another 10 minutes could have reached the house. So, wow. Furry early warning system. Thank you, Lucy. Roger Simon. You remember him? He's an opinion editor. He's got a story out. The cavalry is coming to save red states from themselves. He has a article out called American Refugees, the Untold Story of Mass Migration from Blue States to Red States. I talk about this in my book as well, Doomed to Repeat, which is now on my Substack page. For those of you that want to start reading it, I'm going to be putting out an excerpt every week. Every Sunday, you're going to get a new concept out. So you'll be able to read and digest my new book online on Substack, DaveKrieger.substack.com. So he's talking all about why he left. He wanted to go to Charleston, South Carolina. His wife and daughter are both country music fans, so they end up moving to the skirts of Nashville. And why they did it. Who doesn't want to save on taxes? You know, you got strong constitutionalists living in Tennessee. So, worth noting, California, due to its size, had more Trump voters in 2020 than any other state. So you wonder about these elections. Amazing how that works. Anyway, interesting news this morning. We will be back after the break. Going to reach out to Dr. Robert Abel about iComplex CS. And then we're going to give away a satellite dish in the next hour. Stay with us here. You might be the lucky winner. Be right back.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.